morning, madam. Lovely day for an... Huh? Ah! Wait! What are you doing?
I'm shutting this dump down!
Dump? But why?
Rats!
Rats? Oh! No. Those weren't rats.
You're telling me that you weren't in there just now playing with two rats?
Well, yeah, but they're not really rats. They're puppets.
Ah, I've heard that one before.
You're listening to the Mike Carrow Radio Show. I am the community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Carrow Radio Show, Eye on the Community. Definitely have our eye on the community. As always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois. And today we have a great band with us, four members of an awesome band called Friction. And first of all, why don't we go around the table and have everyone introduce themselves, your name, and what instrument you play. And we'll start with you, Len.
Hi, I'm Len Gorka. I'm the keyboard player. And
Bill Covert, newest member of Friction, on bass.
Mike Dermont, former newest member of Friction, lead vocalist.
And I'm Jeff Schwartz. I hit stuff with sticks.
Oh, okay. And now we want to talk about how Friction all got started. And Jeff, we understand that you're the guy that started all this then?
It is not my fault, but yes, I was here before these guys.
We like to call the band Historian.
The year was 1909. We just
formed as friends. Came together, played with a bass player for about 28 years, drums and bass together, built up a small following. As it happens with local bands, you lose people, you gain people. Lucky enough that Len moved next door to the bass player at one point, and it was an instant keyboard player, and Mike came through a guitar player, common friend. And, it's that simple. A lot of people always wonder where the name came from. People tend to think there's a sexual connotation to the name.
They're absolutely correct.
Which there is.
If you'd like it that way. I like to think of it like, in a lot of things, a little friction is a good thing. Too much friction can really hurt. So that's where the name came from. More.
And they created lubricant for that situation.
Well, it's... And also because in bands, there's usually a lot of tension and friction. We've been lucky enough where we've always been friends. So the people in this band, we hang out outside of the band or when we're working. So we've been lucky enough where there is no friction in friction.
Well, and that's, it's important to talk about that being friends. The one thing I think we come in, we're all professionals. We take a professional attitude towards or a professional approach towards this. But at the end of the day, it's all for fun. So, going in there with the right mindset, even though there's friction, I think it's very creative friction, and it really hasn't had a tendency to wear on the relationships that we've built.
Absolutely. And it is all about fun. And I think, from being someone who would come see the band as a spectator, I've had the pleasure of knowing these guys for a long time and actually played with them a few years ago, just kicking around some musical ideas. But being a fan of Friction before being a member is kind of an interesting perspective. You could see the fun they're having. I mean, Jeff never stops smiling when he's playing his drums back there. But the whole band, everybody's having a good time up there, and that's why I wanted to be involved. That's why I wanted to do it. We all have our daily life that can be a grind sometimes, that like everybody else has, but this is fun and a release for us. It's a great way to get out there and entertain some people and just rock out. And
it's almost like anti-friction, because the way I look at it, it's therapeutic.
It is.
I have a crappy day at work, and it's really nice to go to band practice and just let off that steam. And being 40 something years old and doing this for over 20 years.
You're that old?
So, I know, I'm the grandfather of the band. Coming into it, my approach is it's like a bowling league or softball. I don't take it too serious. I think if you do, then you really lose the appeal and the fun that we have. And as you alluded to, Bill, on stage, we approach our gigs, if you will, I think very loosely and very different than most bands do. We're not overproduced. There's a lot of things that you can do with live music. To me, it's about the performance more so than it is the music, because I think that's really what sets a lot of bands apart. I love the fact that we are a live band. We're not a band that utilizes a lot of electronics and the technology that's out there. The vocals are all true vocals. We have three part, sometimes four part harmonies that are never synthesized, piped in, tracked. And I take a lot of pride in that. That's not to say that that's something that we won't do in the future when we start losing our voices and we want to polish it a little more. But, growing up and listening to, rock in the 80s, not the glam stuff, but listening to true rock like the AC/DCs and the YNTs and, stuff like that, I just grew a fondness for that style of music. And, I'm not even a big fan of drop tuning or anything like that, So I guess our approach to it is just really being true to the music and having a good time.
Absolutely. And it's entertainment. You have to make the crowd and the people that are paying for you to be there, paying the cover or tipping the bartenders or tipping the waitresses. You have to make them want to come back and see you the next time you're there. And I think that this band really knows how to do that. It's not contrived. It's just genuine. It's people are up there having a good time. because we're having a good time on stage. So they just feed off the energy. And I think that's, you know, there's a lot of bands you go out and see that I think have maybe the wrong idea, that are like rock stars up there. Like, we're not rock stars. We're just
having a good time, man.
Five friends having a blast on stage, trying to play good music and good songs that people want to hear.
Well, my favorite thing is like the gig we did this weekend at a place where there is no stage audience separation, and we invite people, and it's like you're at a party. It's not really like it's a formal performance. People are hanging out with us on stage.
Dennis is walking in between Barry and I. Like, yep. Just go.
Well, then you can take the other side of the spectrum when we do the fest, like Taste of Polonia. I mean, there was, over that weekend, and Labor Day weekend, there was over 60,000 people trafficking in and out of this fest. And we probably had a good 2,000, 2,500 people in front of our stage. Well, you don't get that up close and personal, but we're able to then put on a true rock concert. And, you know, that was the first year that we played there. Yeah. And who did they call? One of the first bands they called back was Friction, because people just raved about not just the music, but just about how fun the band is. And that's something that even before I joined the band, when I first saw you guys, I think it was out in Lake in the Hills, the Somerset Fest or whatever it was. I remember standing there with my wife and saying, what a good band they are. But even more so, what a great time they're having. And that's really where I wanted to see myself. I was in another band at the time, but that's what I wanted.
I didn't know you saw us there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we play good?
Yeah. You guys played really well. That was another one of the appeals. And
it's good to know.
And when Tommy came to me and said, hey, we have this opportunity, we're looking for a singer, I said, well, yeah, man, give me a shot at it. So, you know, it was just cool. I was nervous as all hell because I knew what I was getting myself into. You guys were.
Were you ever officially inducted as a member of the band? Is that ever?
As far as what?
I haven't been knighted yet.
Yeah, let's not go there.
That's what you're asking about. Wait. Does this have something to do with Friction and lubrication? Because I will now tender my resignation.
I'm glad I'm a long time.
That's what I heard. So I think we've kind of like, you know, got off the beaten path, but, you know, to talk about the history, Jeff is a historian and Bill and I are the newest members of the band. You know, I've been in just over a little over a year and a half, and I'm having a kick-ass time. And, you know, I guess I'm in trouble with my wife a little bit because we're getting a lot of offers and opportunity to play. And this thing that which was going to be once every 3 weeks is turning out to be 3, 4, 5 times a month. So it's just great. We're having a great time.
I think the other thing too that I enjoy so much about playing with you guys and being in Friction is the type of music we play.
Yeah.
It's all over the place, all over the board, you know, and that was one of the compliments we got this weekend was from somebody who heard us for the first time, that they said, wow, I couldn't believe you did this song. And then you did this song from this era and then this band and this band, you know, so.
And that's
it's not on purpose. It's just ADD.
That's true.
Right. There's no strategy in that.
But the cool thing about it is, I'm sorry, go ahead, Bill. You were going
to
say something.
No, I was just going to say, to me, I think that's what makes us or sets Friction apart from a lot of the bands that are playing the same bars that we're playing. Not that we're better or anything else, just different because we don't do all the standard songs that you see a band that does classic rock mixed with 80s rock, mixed with a few current. We don't do the standard hit songs all the time. We do the second or the third hit song off that album.
Right.
You know, the deep cut.
Well, the cool thing is we always and put our own twist on it. Like we broke out Maggie May, Rod Stewart. And, I mean, that's a classic song. Actually, Bill brought it to us and he actually reworked the song to kind of inject some energy, and we've taken it as our own. And while we're true to the original song, it has that what we like to call frictionization, or we frictionized it. We brought some heat to it, made it
frictionized for your protection,
and we made it our own. But you know that's a great point, Len, because if you look at our playlist, which is probably over 60 songs now, there and about, we go into every show, we'll put a set list together. And I guarantee you that set, we never stay true to that set list, because one thing that I think that we've all done in one way or the other, we've been salesmen or in that capacity, you read a room. I don't like to stick to a set list because you will lose a crowd, and you can look out there and you know when it's working and you know when it's not. And we deviate from that all the time. And we'll actually ask someone to, you know, throw out a request, and we may not know that song, but there's a good chance we're going to know the band that plays that song and probably have it in our set list. So when you go from the Mamas and the Papas to Iron Maiden, I mean, that's a huge, huge, you know, pendulum swing in music. And then you bring it back to Cavo and do some, you know, Theory of a Dead Man. And it's, you know, it's just great to be able to do that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, guys. You know what? We're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guests today are members of the band Friction, and you are listening to the Mike Kira Radio Show. I am the community, and please stay with us.